Tips from the Top Floor, show number 67, October 28th, 2005.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
Yes, well, you recently got my hands onto one of these little digital thingies. They're called cameras, digital cameras, I think. And you can make a picture with them. And actually, you don't have to bring them out to the pharmacy store to get the pictures developed. You can actually watch them right after you took them. That's a great thing, I think.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Welcome to another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, the Friday show. Let's see what's on today's news list. Oh, there's a really cool thing. It's called Frapper. Frapper.com. Listener Andres has set this up for the show and I really love it. Okay, what is it? Let me check out the website here. It's a Google map, basically. If you have ever seen a Google map, you can zoom in and look at things. You look at a satellite map even. And what Frapper does is you can add yourself to the map and upload a little picture of yourself and a few words, and then on that Google map you'll see a little marker, and when you click on that marker you can see the picture of the person and whatever the person wrote. And as of checking now, there's already 53 listeners that have signed up, so you'll see where people are. You can actually zoom in down to the city level, sometimes to the street level, even though it's not that accurate. I think it just goes by zip code. But hey, is that cool? Man, is it nice to see your faces together with your location. Now just imagine that instead of 53 people signed up there, we'd have the whole listenership signed up. Just imagine thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners on that map. But already with just a few, it's just wonderful to see you guys and where you are. So go check that out. It's frapper.com, frapper.com/TFTTF. And I'll of course put a link to that into the show notes. Do you know what a wiki is? Now, if you've ever been to Wikipedia, a wiki is, well, basically what drives Wikipedia. Everyone can add own articles and modify existing ones and just keep the whole thing clean and tidy. And we are going to have a Tips from the Top Floor wiki. We call that the Information Library. And if you are a writer and if you want to write about photography, yeah, go to the forum. There's a library discussions section in the Tips from the Top Floor forum where you find all the information, and we're just getting that kicked off. There's a few articles in there. There's a glossary. There's information about different photography situations. There's a lot of things that still need content, but we are working on that. A couple of forum members have already started writing, and it's going to be, I think, a very nice thing. So if you're interested to become a member of that project, go to the forum, tipsfromthetopfloor.com/forum, and there is a library discussion section where you find all information you need, and as soon as there's more content, I will integrate it into the website and everyone can see it then. Ha! There's a new assignment! And the topic for today has been suggested by German listener Flo, who, by the way, also helped me to kick off the wiki. So, give a big hand to Flo for the new topic. It is emotion. Now, that can be fairly wide. I'm really interested what's going to come in there. And it will be open until Friday, November the 4th. So hurry up. You just have 1 week for this assignment. And the topic is emotion. There's a link on the homepage of Tips from the Top Floor where you can submit your images. Oops, and I don't know what's up with Yahoo Podcasts, because I've received reports from so many listeners that said that they submitted a review there and it wouldn't show up. And all of a sudden, from I think yesterday, it was 12 reviews on the site. The whole thing just made a huge leap up to 56 overnight. So I guess there must have been some, I guess it sounds like a manual process. Someone must be sitting there clicking to approve things, or I don't know what's happening there. But anyway, there's 56 reviews there now, and ooh, how wonderful those reviews are. Thank you, thank you, thank you all for writing such nice things about Tips from the Top Floor. You are the best listeners in the world. Okay, let's see what we have about photography today. Today it's exercise time again, and for this, you'll need a digital camera where you can change the white balance. And you know what exercise time means? Unless you're driving a car at the moment, drop everything, grab your camera, and follow along with me. Now, while you go get your camera, let me say a few words about white balance, because even though it is possible to change it with most digital cameras, it's the one option that is most rarely used, mainly because many people simply don't know what it does. We've all learned at school that a rainbow is nothing but sunlight split into its individual colors. And if you look at light sources, every light source has its specific color temperature. Now, in this context, temperature doesn't mean you should get a warmer sweater, but instead it relates to the distribution of those rainbow colors in the light. Let's, for example, look at fluorescent light. Fluorescent light has more green and blue and less yellow and red, which is why it appears cold compared to the light you get at a beautiful sunset. Our eyes are really, really good at automatically compensating for different color temperatures, so many times you won't even be aware of a change. However, a digital camera has to do what's called white balance in order to compensate for different light situations. Usually that happens fully automatic, and you don't even notice that your camera does something. But automatic white balance isn't always accurate. So let's do a bit of research together and find out what we can do. Got your camera in the meantime? Okay, then let's go. Here's what I want you to do. Open up your camera's menu and find the place where you can change the white balance. Shouldn't be too hard to find, and if you can't, check the camera's user manual. Psht. That's the paper stuff that you never looked at and that's still sitting in the box that the camera came in. Got it? All right. You should see a few different options here. Settings like automatic, daylight, overcast, tungsten, and fluorescent. Now set the camera's white balance to, let's say, daylight and take a picture. Switch to the next setting and take the same picture again and so on. Just avoid automatic. We don't want that right now. If you took those pictures inside the house, then go outside and do the same procedure again. If you were in an environment lit by tungsten light, find a room with fluorescent light and so on. Then download the pictures to your computer and compare them full screen. You should see very, very clearly that there's quite some difference between those settings. And you can use that to your advantage. Not just in order to get good white balance where your camera tends to have difficulties with its automatic setting, but you can also use it in a creative way by deliberately choosing settings that weren't meant to be used in a given light situation. Just feel free to experiment. And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor, show number 67. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to see where the listeners of this show are located, go to frapper.com or follow the link in the show notes. Also check out the newest show reviews on Yahoo Podcasts. The link is in the show notes too. And last but not least, if you want to participate in the Tips from the Top Floor wiki project, check the library discussion section on the forum. This is Chris Marquardt. Enjoy the weekend and happy Halloween!